Anyway, the way we landed at Central, while Red was flying for Fish and Game, he ran into a house for sale at Central. And this was the house next to the Doan house, and it was on 5 acres, but the people who had built the house did not stay in Central, and they sold the house to us, and we proved up on the land there and had a little 5-acre plot. Later we bought the plot next to us down the road near the airport, and we also bought the old Riley Erickson homestead at that time. And then even later than that, we bought the property across from where the present used to be Crab's store. And we, part of the homestead was the area where Crab's store was. So that was included in the homestead. And so we had 3 5-acre plots and the homestead there.
How many acres were in the homestead?
It wasn't a full homestead. I think there was something like 90 acres, and 5 acres was given over to the DOT, or then called the Alaska Road Commission. And because they were able to get the papers very quickly through, because they wanted that property on the front. Mm-hmm. So we were able to get that. Well, we brought our children, the 4 of them, to Central. At one time I went back to Ohio and had Martha, and at that time Red was flying in the north coast of Alaska. That's how we got to Alaska and how we ended up at Central. And after our last child was born, Martha, we came back to Central and took teaching jobs at Fort Yukon.